In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why do I have a vision in my head of Peter carrying around a little notebook and just making hash marks each time he forgives his brother Andrew? And he finally gets to 77, and he says, right, here I am. I don't have to forgive you anymore. No, that's not how it was. The most extreme rabbis would have said, you need to forgive your brother seven times, and then after that, you don't have to forgive him anymore. Because seven is the perfect number. It is the number of God. 77 times is a way of saying as many times as necessary, so you don't get to carry around a little notebook and make hash marks with an entry for each of your siblings to know when you can stop forgiving them, because you cannot stop forgiving them because of how God. God forgives us as many times as is necessary up until our death. And so because God is so generous with us, we must be generous with others. You know, as we see about the king and his wicked servant and the servant who owed the first servant just a fraction of what he owed his master. Now, one thing we need to be clear on is at the end when it says, so will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. When people hear heart these days, they think what that means is feelings. Unless you have warm feelings for the person who's done dirt to you, you haven't really forgiven them. Absolute bunk. Now, I have had people come in and confess, I haven't really forgiven so-and-so. Well, have you done forgiving things? Oh, yes. Do you hold what they did against them? No. What do you mean you haven't forgiven them? Well, I still don't really like them. That's understandable. And that's not what we're talking about. You know, it takes a really interesting person to have warm fuzzies towards someone who's really done dirt to them. But as long as you will the good of the other and don't try to get revenge, you have forgiven them. Or are in the process of forgiving them. Usually that's what it is for us. We don't just forgive. We are forgiving, and we keep working at it until we finally forgive. So don't let your feelings be the guide as to whether you've forgiven someone or not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.